I'm George Stevens, and I'm a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with Jesus.
All right, Doug, welcome.
Amen.
Welcome to the show. There's a lot to talk about. We had a tea party today at the Capitol in Denver.
With cream? Without cream? With sugar?
A tea party? Well, with Andrew Breitbart. And got to talk about Andrew Breitbart because, you know, he's a neat guy, but there's a problem with Andrew Breitbart.
No.
That has to be
discussed.
Say it
ain't so. No.
It has to be talked about. It's like, you know, you got your family, you got your kids, you love your kids, and one of them turns out to cause a lot of trouble, and you got to deal with it. You just have to deal with it. So let's talk about that. Also, we have a very important events coming up with Amendment 62. And Doug, the effort in this campaign is unlike any effort I've ever seen in Colorado in 20 years. We are at the pinnacle of effort to stop child killing. And I'll tell you what I told Andrew Breitbart at the Capitol today.
Lay it on me. I want to hear what you told Andrew Breitbart.
I said, Andrew, personhood. And he said, I know, Amendment 62. I know it's on the ballot. I heard all about it.
Well, that's good.
I said, Andrew, personhood is the dagger in the heart of liberalism.
Great. Did he buy the T-shirt?
He didn't buy the T-shirt. Doug, well, why don't we skip right to that topic? Because the Tea Party was great. There were Amendment 62 signs everywhere.
That's a great-looking sign, I must say.
People who didn't bring a sign wanted a sign.
Yeah.
And everybody was holding signs, grandmas and grandkids. And it was just great. That was very encouraging. I mean, cameramen can't keep their eye off of the Amendment 62 logo.
Yeah, the logo has really grown on me, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Very eye-catching,
and
very memorable.
Every news report, I mean, Planned Parenthood's No on 62 rally, Fox 31's report must have showed our logo 20 times.
Yeah, and they had that very lame No 62.
Yeah.
It's just square, lame.
Right,
same
right.
Old,
and we've
old,
got the old heart and the 62 and the baby and the circle of the six.
Yeah.
You know, love the baby. Yes on 62, though. It's just perfect.
Well, maybe you can give me some
advice. Bible verse. Yeah.
For my 9-year-old daughter has an 11-year-old friend in the neighborhood, and our garage is full of Yes on 62 signs.
Mm.
They're fresh out of the printer, you know.
Yeah.
So they have that inky smell.
Yeah.
So I spread them all over the garage, literally on every wall, so they could air out.
Yeah, yeah.
Not realizing now that all my neighbors
your garage door is open. Billboard.
It's a billboard
for Yes on 62.
So her 11-year-old friend said, how about No on 62? And my 9-year-old, Nicole, was a little surprised. She said, well, why? And the 11-year-old said, well,
because I'm rebellious and I just like to be contrary.
She said that it gives a teenager a second chance. And I asked Nicole, I said, did she say abortion gives a teenager a second chance? She said, no, she said it. And I said, well, I'm not sure. I said, I think we should ask her, what is it?
What is it? Doug, I've seen this for 30 years when somebody is a Christian and they are falling away.
Mm.
And I asked them, I say, well, what's going on with your life? Christianity, what's... And they say, well, it's just not real to me anymore. And I say, could you please repeat that, but explain to me who you're talking about. You're talking about Jesus, right? Jesus Christ. So could you say that again and put his name in the sentence and say, Jesus Christ is just not real to me?
Wow.
And they don't want to do that.
They don't want to say that. That's
no,
great.
Much better a neuter pronoun.
Right, right.
It gives them a second chance. Mm. So her mom or dad.
Her mom and dad.
Told her that abortion is, that it is a good thing because it gives a teenager a second chance.
Right.
Maybe it gives mom a second chance too.
Mm.
What a tragedy. So killing children is not a valid solution to a problem. But Doug, Andrew Breitbart, by all indications, he's not pro-life.
Really?
By all indications.
You know, I heard that he was down there and I did a search on Google, Andrew Breitbart abortion, Andrew Breitbart pro-life. I got 12, 15 pages in on both, and it's bizarre. It's as if he's never addressed the issue. There's no public record anywhere that he's ever.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
And, you know, he's into this undercover video thing. And
I remember.
Of course, the low-hanging fruit of Acorn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he started out with Lila Rose and exposing. Isn't he the one who promoted Lila Rose's videos?
Well.
Was he involved in that to some degree? Indeed, he was.
No, I have no doubt. Her partner was involved in the Acorn video.
Oh, okay. So Andrew wasn't involved.
No, I don't believe. In fact, are her videos on his website? I don't know that I've ever seen it there. So we have a problem.
We have a problem, Andrew. Earth to Andrew.
In order to end child killing, we have to increase social tension over abortion. And that means for conservatives and pro-lifers. That's
right.
What that means.
Right, because the liberals, we can't increase tension because they don't care. They don't care, or they're on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the conservatives who we need to convince that this issue is the stake in the heart of liberalism.
Yeah, personhood is the dagger in the heart of liberalism. And so Andrew Breitbart is either going to allow us to plunge it in, or he's going to shield and protect liberalism because he prefers child killing over vanquishing the left.
Well, I know vanquishing the left is pretty high up there on his list, though. And if he thought that personhood would help him, perhaps he would get on board just strictly for self-interest reasons.
What he needs to realize is that the moral relativism of the left is founded in rebellion against God's absolutes, which begin with, thou shalt not murder.
Right.
And thou shalt not murder, you could kill an animal, but not an innocent person, because we're made in God's image and likeness. And our rights don't come from the government. They come from the creator. That means at the moment that you're created, you have the right to life. And Andrew, you can't be supporting the killing of innocent children. So I think he thinks that he could just go under the radar on this and he'll get away with it.
Yeah.
But that's just not going to work.
Well, he's big on liberty and he's big on freedom.
Where's the life liberty? How do you exercise your right to liberty if they kill you?
Yeah.
It's more difficult.
Perhaps Andrew hasn't pondered that.
No. In this life, anyway. There is the afterlife.
Oh, he will ponder it.
Yeah.
He will.
So, Doug, we've got extraordinary things coming up, and the banquet, Colorado Right to Life's banquet.
Okay, now, before you promote the banquet, I want you to talk about the telethon.
Ahead. The telethon.
The telethon here at Bob and Yart Live. We're on a quest to gain 200 new donors. At a mere $20 a month.
And that goal is achievable.
Absolutely achievable.
That is an achievable goal. And Doug, where we are at.
Last I heard, we haven't gotten an official report today. We were at 30 at the end of last week, and we're hoping to pick up another half dozen or so today. Pick up the phone. The number to call is 1-800-8-369-278. That's 1-800-8-369-278. And support Bob and Yart Live with $20 a month, a mere $20 a month.
$20 a month, a pledge.
That's less than a dollar a day.
And if you're already supporting Bob and Yart Live, thank you so much. And if you're able to up your support by $20 a month, then you'll be counted among the 200.
And you can help keep Bob and Yart Live
on the
air.
Internet for another year, Lord willing. That is our prayer, our hope, our goal. Because this fight, Doug, the war is coming to a climax here in Colorado.
Yeah.
The effort to stop child killing in Colorado has never seen this kind of widespread activity and support.
The number of boots on the street is really inspiring, and and it's picking up every day.
Yeah, when I go to the campaign tracker, mycampaigntracker.org, you see purple precincts all around the metropolitan area. Yeah. And then what I did today, I thought, well, let me grab the map, click on it, and go to the south. And Doug, it blew my mind.
What's going on in the south? Well, I'm down in the south.
Parker is going purple.
Parker.
Parker.
Right. Let me take a
Castle
look.
Rock.
Wow.
Is going purple. Highlands Ranch,
man,
which is more dense than Castle Rock.
Oh, yeah. Highlands Ranch is great. Those houses are so close together, you can do two at a time.
Highlands Ranch, they've got 10 precincts that have been covered. They've gone purple.
That's amazing.
So these are significant efforts in population centers around the state that people are reaching them with literature drops and yard signs and bumper stickers and buttons. You got to get involved. MyCampaignTracker.org, Colorado Right to Life, it's big.
Yeah, you got to do it.
So we got a call about Andrew Breitbart from one of the best-known conservative authors in the country, author of Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies.
That would be Greg Jackson.
Greg Jackson, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, guys. Hey, two things. Number one, I'm just on my way back from Colorado Springs. I didn't hear you mention Colorado Springs on MyCampaignTracker.org. Wouldn't it be great if Colorado Springs was purple?
Well, let's take a look.
To recall that there happens to be the largest pro-family Christian organization in the country that's located in Colorado Springs.
Oh, yeah.
We've yet to hear from with regards to Amendment 62, unless I'm mistaken.
I have to say, Greg, you're exactly right. Focus on the Family has yet to use their extraordinary voice on behalf of the unborn in support of Personhood Amendment 62.
Well, we need to encourage them. I'm sure there are some Focus employees who happen to be tuning in to AM 670, the 50,000-watt blowtorch for the gospel.
Yes.
And, you know, for you folks at Focus, the bullets are starting to fly. You know, there's no time like the present. We need you in the foxhole with us now. Mm. Jump on in. The water's warm.
Yeah.
We need them.
Okay, I just looked on the campaign tracker. I'll tell you, Colorado Springs is pretty paltry.
Oh, no.
But that's the Christian mecca of the country. That's where over 100 national ministry headquarters are located. But down in Pueblo, it's starting to turn purple. Doug, look at this.
Oh, awesome.
Here and there around Pueblo, I see four precincts that are going purple.
Colorado Springs, though, guys, Focus on the Family. Doug, like you just said, if there is anybody listening to this show that is affiliated with or knows people over at Focus on the Family, there is no time like the present to get in the game. Where is the leading pro-family group fighting for Amendment 62 right now? There's no. This grieves me.
Hey, we're four weeks. We're 4 weeks from the time people's ballots start arriving in their mailboxes.
That's right.
The campaign is on.
That's
right. What grieves me even more, Bob and Doug, is that spiritually speaking, when we leave this earth, we're only here for a split second of time.
Like a vapor of smoke.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a vapor of smoke. What are you going to say, Jim Daly? What are you going to say, Tom Minnery, to Jesus Christ when you are standing at the Bema seat, his throne of judgment, when he asks you, guys, why didn't you fight for those babies? You were supposed to fight for them. Where were you? Why were you out of the game?
Well, Greg,
is given, much is required.
Amen, brother.
What did you do?
Amen, Greg. We do know that they support crisis pregnancy centers with ultrasounds, and that's a wonderful work.
That's great. Yeah.
But that is only triage for the wounded in the battle.
Right.
We need to fight to win the war, and personhood is what the pro-life movement looks like victorious. Personhood wins the war. Now, praise God for ultrasounds at crisis pregnancy centers, but that doesn't win the war. That lowers the casualty count, which is crucial, but we need to have our eye on the prize and win the war. Greg, we've got a number of announcements to make, but Andrew Breitbart, what could you tell us?
Real quickly, I was on the Dennis Miller Show a couple of years ago, and Breitbart filled in for him. He asked me a question that was pertinent to the social issues that conservatives care about most. Abortion, homosexual marriage. He got very uncomfortable with my answers. Mm-hmm. And what I found out from that conversation later was that Andrew Breitbart is a major media outlet for the contingent of those who have really infiltrated Bob and Doug, the conservative movement.
Pro-family movement, who are basically pro-Mitt Romney, pro-liberal Republican money.
They gave cover to Romney. I know that Breitbart and Drudge both had the full Mitt Romney dossier, and they covered up, they whitewashed Romney's record during the election.
Right.
And Hannity, every night on his show, not that I watch it every night, most nights that I watch it, flipping through the channels, he mentions Breitbart. There's an affiliation there between Fox and Breitbart and the libertarian slash Rockefeller Republican elite.
And Greg, I've watched my whole adult life, I'm in my 50s now, conservatives so desperate for a hero, a leader, they take somebody who is comfortable with child killing, homosexuality, evolution, godless public schools, they take them and they make them their leader, their hero. And they stab us in the back because they have not been someone who understands even what victory looks like from the beginning.
Fellas, I got to tell you, this hurts because I'm a consumer of Breitbart's product on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And this hurts me to realize that yet again, probably one of the loudest voices in the conservative movement, well, doesn't want to speak up on the most critical issues
the conservative. Look at Glenn Beck telling O'Reilly that homosexual marriage doesn't hurt anybody. How about the homosexuals?
Well, what about them?
Who are destroying their lives in rebellion against God. Doesn't help hurt anybody, and the government should stay out of it. So this is the desperate situation Christians are in without a leader, without a voice. And that's why groups like Personhood USA are coming to the foreground, because there's been a leadership vacuum in America.
Perhaps if we don't lose faith, if we keep working and Personhood keeps gaining momentum, out of their own self-interest, these people will come around.
I think so. It's happened in Michigan Right to Life, Doug. The largest state affiliate of National Right to Life, Barb Listing. And Greg Jackson, I don't know that you've heard this. I think we're breaking this live in the media right now, first time. Michigan Right to Life has been staunchly opposed to Personhood from the beginning of the modern movement.
I remember that.
Yes.
In lockstep with National Right to Life, Barb Listing, a pro-life congressman in Michigan, called for her to resign because she's opposing Personhood. And as of today, Michigan Right to Life is supporting the Michigan Personhood effort on their webpage.
Man, that's huge.
That is huge. And so you know what that means about National Right to Life? Somebody said today that they're losing their death grip on pro-life strategy.
Yeah.
And somebody else said, no, they're not losing the death grip. They've lost it.
Yeah.
It's over. Their opposition of Personhood is going to become irrelevant, and that's going to happen with ministry after ministry.
Well, let me ask you this, Bob. How many abortion regulation efforts does National Right to Life have up on the ballot this election cycle?
Zero.
Not even one?
The only pro-life law in America on the ballot is Colorado's Personhood Amendment 62.
Wow.
And that's because this is where the momentum is. Amen. So, Greg Jackson,
it's going to end where it started and start a tsunami across this country.
Amen.
Amen.
And God bless you guys both for being well ahead of the curve. And pouring your lives into this effort.
Well, thank
you. There is no more important effort than passing Amendment 62.
That's right, to stop the slaughter and the genocide. Thank you, Greg Jackson.
It's the only issue. God bless you guys.
That's right.
God bless you, Greg.
Yeah.
And so tsunami, I never knew what a tsunami was.
Oh, really?
I knew what a hurricane was.
And
I knew what a tornado was.
Tidal wave.
A tidal wave. What's a tsunami?
That's I believe it's Japanese for tidal wave.
Tidal wave. What do they call a hurricane?
Might be Chinese. I don't know.
What do they call a hurricane in the South Pacific?
A typhoon.
A typhoon.
Yeah.
It's the same phenomenon, only a different culture, different word.
And they spin in a different direction in the Southern Hemisphere.
Like?
In the Southern Hemisphere.
Like toilet bowls?
Yes. Just like the toilet bowls in Australia. Now, we're getting off topic.
We are.
So if you want to help us get back on
Breitbart and spinning down the drain in the opposite direction, Andrew needs to come along. Personhood needs to scoop him up like a tornado.
I'm telling you, a fellow like Andrew Breitbart is probably a very reachable type of individual.
One would hope that he wouldn't go down committed to killing children.
Yeah.
One would hope.
That would be a shame.
Because if he supports the right to life, you got to assume he doesn't think it comes from the government, but it comes from our creator. That means it comes at the moment we're created.
Yeah.
Not when we're born.
Well, you would think that he would.
So, Andrew, get on board, Andrew, please. Okay, so, Doug.
So, at the Tea Party, we got a lot of yard signs. By the way, I've got dozens and dozens of yard signs at my location down south. I'm a South Metro distribution point for literature. I've got a trunk full of literature right now that I'm taking down that's been committed to churches who have committed to show the three-minute video. I've been asking people, will your church take 3 minutes for life? 3 minutes for life. We're not asking your pastor to get up and give a whole sermon. We're asking him to take 3 minutes and show this DVD, the
what
campaign.
A beautiful DVD,
it's
the
awesome.
Campaign video.
Yeah, and I've been sending out the link, the YouTube link, and asking people, look, send this to your pastor. Tell him I'll send you a link. Take a look at it. Could you put it in the announcements? Could you show it? Maybe there is a pastor or a thousand out there who'd be willing to give an entire sermon on the issue of the killing of innocent people. The Bible talks a lot about the killing of innocent people. Yeah. I've noticed that as I've read through it. That seems to be a major issue. When cultures and societies are in rebellion against God and they're crumbling, one of the symptoms that's at the top of God's list of grievances is the shedding of innocent blood. So you would think pastors would really want to take advantage of being able to present this idea to their parishioners, to their you'd think.
And just go to personhoodcolorado.com, look at the video. It's a fabulous video. It starts out with the founder of National Right to Life and Colorado Right to Life, John Archibald. It's just a tremendous video. It's very encouraging. It's very brief. And so, Doug, there's a couple events that I am going to ask people to come on out and join us.
Tell us.
One is this Friday night at a mega church in Denver. It's a black church, and the pastor is a hero for being willing to have Bishop Porter is a leader in the black community in Denver for decades. Bishop Porter is hosting Pastor Walter Hoy, a black pastor from Northern California, who's an Amendment 62 spokesperson, coming into town for a prayer rally at the Rising Star Baptist Church. Doug, this is huge. This is this Friday night at 1500 South Dayton in Denver, 7 o'clock, and Colorado Public Radio, of all organizations.
CPR.
They're coming out to the event.
Really?
Yeah. Now, this is a prayer rally at a black church, and the black community is not familiar with personhood. This is a new thing. And Walter Hoy has done a fabulous job speaking to black leaders and black congregations and getting them to realize it's a genocide against their own race, their own children.
Yeah.
And he's just been brilliant. But I think it's crucial that we come out Friday night in respect of Bishop Porter being there and Reverend Walter Hoy, and in support of them because of Colorado for Public Radio being there.
Well, we need to show,
make it a successful
event.
We need to show
the people who show up from Colorado Public Radio that this is a significant movement.
Right, exactly. And
so we need to be there.
So 7 o'clock Friday night, we'll have a lot of fun.
Rising Star Baptist Church.
That's right, 1500 South Dayton.
Grab a pen, write that down. Rising Star Baptist Church, 1500 South Dayton, Friday.
And it's a beautiful church. And it's at Colorado Right to Life's homepage.
Go to Colorado Right to Life.
It's right
just
there.
That easy.
And then, Doug, the banquet. You know about
the banquet. Did we already plug the telethon? We're looking for 200 people to give $20 a month. You can go to KGOV.com.
To keep Bob and your live on the internet for another year.
On the internet for another year. That's only $20 a month. You can spend that by accident at Starbucks in a month. $20 a month.
The need is
severe.
Severe.
Severe. We must have this money.
The need is severe.
Or the website could go dark.
Well,
we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, and we don't want to be the boy who cried wolf. You know, I don't want to do that. But Doug, Bob and your live, the TV show, we were on in 80 cities.
I remember that.
For years?
Yeah.
Until we weren't.
Yeah, suddenly. It was sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah. People were calling up saying, where'd you go? We said, well, for a month and a half, we've been trying to tell you that the show's going off the air because of a lack of funds.
Yeah. And so, Doug, we do not have a mega church funding this broadcast.
We don't have an endowment.
There is no endowment. There are no grants that come
in. We haven't applied for federal funds. We have applied. We haven't received any.
I filled out a TARP application.
I remember.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
And we only asked for $1 billion.
It may still be winding its way through the bureaucracy.
The TARP application on the Treasury's website was 3 pages.
Wow.
And the third page was just signature of the president or an authorized person.
Mm-hmm.
So I got Grant, who's the maintenance guy here. Yeah. I asked Grant if he would sign it. He agreed.
You authorized
it. He signed it. And they wanted to know, it was basically one page, the application.
Mm-hmm.
They said, if you need more space, you could add one additional page. That's it. And they said, what percentage of the organization's assets are at risk?
Well,
I put 100%.
100%, yeah. Yeah, obviously.
And I never heard back.
So with the TARP money... maybe not coming through.
We need
200 people, $20 a month. Go to KGOV.com. It's easy. 3-4 clicks of a mouse, and you can be giving $20 a month. So please help us out. Now, the banquet is coming up
a month.
Saturday night, October 2nd, the Colorado Right to Life annual banquet.
And it's right next to the largest abortion facility in Colorado, tragically the second largest in the country, Planned Parenthood. And I don't know if I should say this publicly.
Yeah, go
ahead.
Should
I say it?
I'm going to do it, so you can say it.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't want Homeland Security there. Will Duffy said he's going to do it.
I think it'd be great if Homeland Security showed up.
My brother said he's going to do it. Every year at the banquet, Colorado Right to Life holds the banquet right next to Planned Parenthood's abortion clinic.
At the wonderful Renaissance Hotel. The food is fabulous. The service is great.
It really is.
It
is. We have a wonderful time. Yosemite and 38th, right by I-70.
On your way out to Old Stapleton,
Old Stapleton, Quebec. Quebec and 38th. Well, you guys put police crime scene tape around the abortion clinic.
And we plan to do that again. And
every year.
If you want to participate, it's loads of fun, and we could use your help. The more the merrier.
Yeah.
Show up 20 minutes, half hour early, and be a part of the team.
Yeah, the banquet starts at 6 o'clock is the reception, 7 o'clock is the dinner.
Yep.
So show up around 5:45.
Yeah.
And you could help put the crime scene tape up around the abortion clinic.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So, Doug, normally, Colorado Right to Life, it's $100 a plate. The board of directors realized the economy's rough. They lowered it to $75 a plate.
Right.
So this is the time to go. In fact, it's the place to be before the election.
That's right. Go to ColoradoRightToLife.com.
Or call them. Go there. Check it out. Please sign up. We need you. I'll see you there. Thanks, Doug. KGov.com.
All of Bob Menyard's sermons at Denver Bible Church are now available in video at the KGov store. Get these eye-opening sermons in DVD or download them in Windows Media Video or MP4 video for your iPod, iPhone, or any other portable player. Also, subscribe to the monthly sermon DVDs, monthly MP3 CDs, or download each sermon as an MP3 for your portable player. Other new video products include the brand new 2 Timothy Bible Study 3 DVD set, which is also available on MP3, CD, or MP3 download. The Apostle Paul encourages Timothy to keep the faith. Bob's new series, Christianity 101, is now available in a 4 DVD set or on MP3 CD. Bob teaches on the topics of the Bible itself, God, created beings, Old Testament, New Testament, the overall plot, end times, and hell. And Bob concludes the study by telling us about eternal life and heaven. Bob's 3-part series on forgiveness is available on DVD or on MP3 CD. Bob teaches the biblical model for forgiveness. Should we always forgive? The answer to that question may surprise you. Bob's seminar, Does God Exist?, is now available as a 2-DVD set. Bob gives the evidence that God does exist and the evidence that tells us about God's character. In the Plot Boys 3 MP3 CD set, Bob teaches through his book, The Plot, with young Josh and Stephen. The Plot Boys is a great resource to help the entire family better comprehend the overview of the Bible, which leads to better understanding of the details. In Bob's study of 1 and 2 Thessalonians, we learn about Paul's message of the rapture of the body of Christ and how to keep the faith while we're still on earth. 1 and 2 Thessalonians is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. In the book of Job, we learn about the story and the testing of God's servant Job, the response of Job's friends, the response of Job himself, and what happens when God comes onto the scene. The Job Bible Study is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. Hermeneutics, Tools for Bible Study, is an excellent resource to help you study the Bible with greater understanding. Hermeneutics, Tools for Bible Study, is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. The weekend following the 9/11 attack, Bob presented the End Time Seminar. In this seminar, Bob answers questions like whether the 9/11 attack is predicted in Bible prophecy or not, and he also teaches about the end times for the body of Christ. The End Time Seminar is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. If you like Real Science Friday, you'll love the new Real Science Friday MP3 CDs. Get an MP3 CD of every Real Science Friday show from 2007, 2008, or 2009. Each year's shows are available on MP3 CD or MP3 downloads. These great resources and many more are available at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com. Or call 1-800-8-NYART. The resources at the KGov Store will help you to increase your understanding of the Bible and help give you the tools to more effectively share the gospel with others. Your purchase of these Bible resources will help support the ministry of Bob Inyart Live. Please consider a purchase, a monthly subscription, or a donation to support Bob Inyart Live.